Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. We're going to be talking about, for this episode, the Super K 2026. So we're going to talk about that. But before we get to the Super K, we're going to do our devotional. Big Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. Hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short. So we're in Hebrews chapter 4. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. That's right. So if you're right with the Lord, if you have an indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you're right with the Lord. And if you have an indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you have an unction to read your Bible, seek his face, and mind the time, because it grows short. All right, so we're going to jump into the Super K topic. So this past winter, 2026, we found that it was a different flu season. So flu cases were ticking upwards at that time, especially after the holidays. And this isn't anything different, but this year's influenza was different from last year's influenza. So we're going to check it out. So several things tend to contribute to the spreading of a flu. You have flu vaccines, for instance. The recipients of the flu shot spread the virus for at least 2 weeks. They shed it off. Super sugar consumption at the holidays suppresses immune system. So it lowers your immunity levels, increases your risk of catching pathogens. Also, close quarters. Your cold weather keeps people indoors more apt to pick up viruses and to spread them. Also, holiday stress is in the mix, negatively impacts the immune system's function, and also lack of sleep. Stress can be upsetting and can disrupt your sleep cycle, so sleep is an issue. So what is this kind of flu that we're circulating this year called Super Flu K? It's not a new strain, as other parts of the globe have also experienced it, such as the UK and Japan in 2025, but this flu tends to lay dormant and then is driven by new subtypes of the virus. So the Super Flu K tends to be more efficient in spreading and has become more efficient in evading your immune system, especially if the person receives a flu vaccine. Now, if, of course, you know, allopathic medicine has no other treatment for influenzas, nor do they recommend any natural remedies. Therefore, medical science often will tell you, you know, influenza vaccines remain the best defense against getting the flu. But is that true? No, because during the process of making serums for flu shots, it mutates the virus itself, so it's not the same anyway. Now, some critical characteristics of superflu are: it is related to the H3N2 virus, or a subtype of the avian influenza. It tends to offer a more severe case of the flu, increasing the risk for the young and old. It also likes to rapidly mutate, making annual vaccines insufficient, ineffective in addressing any subtype. And the subtype is currently about 90% of the flu strains that we now are encountering on a rapid onset. Now, symptoms are similar to flu symptoms, and we're all familiar with that. And the influenza subtypes also have invaded the canine species and can give your dogs the flu. Also important, the H3N2 is technically an enveloped virus. And this is important because there are herbs that totally destroy this virus in less than 60 seconds. We'll get to that. Here is a quote from the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, November 2023, in which they said the H3N2 is an enveloped virus. It is a subtype of the influenza, a virus which belongs to the Orthomyoviridae family, a group known for the enveloped single-stranded RNA virus chain, which often protein shells contain hemagglutinin H and neuraminidase N proteins. So they're just breaking down what this virus is made of. So your super flu, when it meets certain herbs like willow bark, this is what happens. According to the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology and Frontiers in Medicine, November 2023, it was determined that enveloped viruses, open or closed enveloped, are susceptible to willow bark. So the report was published in the News Medical Life Science Journal in November 2023, stating that willow bark is a candidate for a new viral drug. This research was carried out in Finland, and science is discovering that many herbs, including willow bark, are beneficial for the common cold to pandemic-type influenzas. Now, apparently, the report shows that willow bark destroys the virus that have an enveloped structure in less than 60 seconds. Now, such herbs are also good against infectious pathogens that science wants to actually make a drug therapy from it. However, drug therapies require prescriptions from your medical doctors and include the cost of office visits and prescription costs. Will not really perform the same than its original herb form and will produce side effects. So if they're going to patent something so they can charge you a lot for it, they have to alter it significantly from the original state in order to get the patent, and then it's going to change how your body reacts. News Medical Life Science said this in November 2023, "We need safe, sustainable antiviral options to treat the outbreaks of the future. Willow bark has a broad spectrum antiviral effect in cell sample experiments," end of quote. And they went on to say, "There are no clinically approved drugs which work against enteroviruses directly, so this willow bark extract could be a future game changer," end of quote. So this is important information because the flu can be avoided. And we tend to see a spike in ER and doctor office visits, you know, starting around December, 20% to 50% spike. So why suffer when you can avoid all this and get over the flu in about 2 days? Well, it takes 2 days. So for most people that are relatively healthy, they can utilize herbs to enhance the immune system to shorten their duration of illness. So the flu symptoms usually come about very suddenly. You may have sudden fatigue or runny nose, and within an hour the fever develops. So taking pain relievers and fever lowering over-the-counter products will actually prolong your illness to about 5 to 7 days. So the reason is the fever is required for the antibodies to circulate and to kill your infection. The antibodies travel in the blood system, and your herbal medicinal properties also travel through the blood system. Therefore, you want to utilize the natural immune system, and the fever is a recovery element for you. It helps you recover quickly. Now, the secret to using the fever is also to keep drinking fluids. Hydrate yourself, keep the fever wet, and this also helps you to flush out the debris, the dead virus material, out of the body once the immune system cells kill it. So here's my list of herbs that I tend to use during a flu. I'll use the willow bark. If you're on the Apothecary Herbs website, it's under the pain category. It's the pain anti-inflammatory or discomfort support formula, either one. Also, immune support herbs like your echinacea root, either the immune booster or the deluxe. If you have a sensitive immune system, autoimmune kind of thing, you can try the astragalus root. Maybe ask your doctor about it first, but the astragalus root doesn't overstimulate antibodies like echinacea can and cause you to have a flare-up, so maybe astragalus root for you. Garlic, it's an antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. It's also included in the echinacea formulas, most of them except the adult echinacea or the children's echinacea. Ginseng is another thing you can add on. It's not required. American or Siberian ginseng, they have jejunicides in them, and they help magnify the power of the other herbs that you're taking. So the American ginseng seems to have an extra benefit towards cardio and the Siberian towards liver. So you can decide which one. You can also put the herb tinctures in your juice or water, cold or room temperature only liquids. Don't put them in hot beverages. Water should be room temperature, no ice, because the ice can shock the stomach and cause you to be, well, nauseated and even vomit. Any beverages should also not contain any caffeine, because that will dehydrate your system and it'll work against what you're doing. Even decaffeinated beverages still have some caffeine in them. So if you want to diminish the aches and pains of the flu, the muscles, a couple of warm baths during the day help lift that feeling. Now, rest is going to be super important, so take naps, okay? Don't work. Don't do the laundry, okay? Just relax. take care of yourself. Take naps. Refrain from doing any work at all on the computer. After your fever breaks and you have no nausea remains, you want to refortify your system with nutrition. You know, if you got some really good organic foods, great. If you need a little support from a supplement, try the Body Foundation food mix at thepowerherbs.com. It's a powder. You put it in a smoothie or stir it into your favorite juice, and it will just super infuse nutrition like vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins in a matter of a few seconds. You'll feel great. If you follow this protocol, you'll get over the flu pretty quickly in a matter of a few days. Now, if you're going to find a lot of the herbal formulas that we talked about here on the powerherbs.com website, many of the customers there will use these products, such as another one like a Nip It in the Bud is a My Three Amigos pack. It's available in children and adult versions. Another one as a prevention, a maintenance prevention once or twice a week is the All-in-One Tonic. It's very broad spectrum, so it really helps strengthen the immune system so you're more resistant to things. And that's kind of a weekly maintenance during the flu system, so that flu season, so you can avoid a lot of this problem. Now, if you want to give Apothecary Herbs a call to request their free product catalog, it's 866-229-3663. You can request one on their website at thepowerherbs.com. If you're outside the U.S., the number is 828-469-5972. And be empowered out there. Now, this shelf life on your herbal tinctures is 10 years. So you don't have to refrigerate them unless you're in a climate like Florida and you have no air. Then yes, you would have to refrigerate them. And if you're going to refrigerate them, put your herbal tinctures in a Ziploc bag and remove as much air as you can from the bag, and then put that bag in a paper bag, because you've got a lot of circulating air in a fridge and it can evaporate some of your liquid out of your tincture bottle. And also your tinctures are pretty light sensitive and you got that light coming on and off every time you open the door. So if you got to put them in the fridge, take that precaution to protect your formulas. Well, I'm out of time. Thanks for listening and sharing. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.